Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Andrew Shatkin Show on every Monday through Friday at 6:30 in the evening, and I'm available at times on Saturday, Sunday at 11 o'clock. I'm very happy to be on this show, which is a show of thought, intellect, stimulation, and a show which offers thoughts and intellectual activity. We are not interested in politics or political rhetoric or media lies or media falsehoods or anything resembling that. We're honest discernment to get at the truth and the facts. Now, I'd like to tell you this is, of course, it's a politically incorrect show. We're out to get at an honest discernment and at the truth and the facts. And then I'd like to tell you a second aspect of as I approach this show this evening. And this show generally involves literature. It involves political events. It involves a biblical interpretation. It involves theology and involves current thought on many issues. Personally, I want to make it clear I'm a Christian and I adhere to that particular position in life. I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation and from also I adhere to the ancient creeds of the Church, the Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed. I also am a person who is interested in books. I value reading, I value writing, and I'm interested in books which enlighten me as to the Christian faith. It could be St. Thomas Aquinas, could be Augustine, could be T.S. Eliot, could be C.S. Lewis, could be G.K. Chesterton. Any of these people will serve to enlighten me as to my faith and the thoughts of Christ, which are the thoughts that I wish to follow in my life. Next, I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog with a radio show, which many people from many countries listen to. I'm pleased to say people from Bangladesh and India and Pakistan and Saudi Arabia listen to my blog talk radio show. And also many, many people from countries, including China, also listen to these shows. And there are many people from over 4,300 visitors have visited these podcasts. I'm also a writer. I write books. I've written 10 books. Some of them are Christian books. Some of them are legal books. And I plan more. I just recently have a new book coming out on the Psalms, as well as a book on the miracles in the Bible, which I'm working on, and also a book on the sayings and events of the life of Christ, which I'm in the process of preparing. I hope the public will find these books of interest, of stimulation, etc., and that's why I write them. I enjoy writing because I think that print is, although it is no longer has the prominence and role it once had in society, I believe reading and writing are essential tools for growth and mental activity in a 100% way. That's why it's very important that children read, and read a lot, and read the books that will help them, such as John Milton's Paradise Lost or C.S. Lewis. These are the books that will guide them and help them. Tonight, this is a little introduction about myself. Tonight, I'm going to tackle the subject as to why it appears there is a deficit of thought in our society. Actually, a couple of books come to mind on this issue. One is George Orwell's 1984 An Animal Farm, in which Orwell predicted the propaganda effect of propaganda informing people's thinking without real thought. Ray Bradbury wrote a wonderful book called Fahrenheit 451, in which there was book burning at a certain temperature. And when books are, and maybe the situation today where we're losing a touch with the great books, and Fahrenheit 451 addressed that issue. And of course, Sinclair Lewis, another of my great favorite authors, wrote a book called It Can't Happen Here, in which he defined the possibility of a fascist takeover of the United States, which seems to be a possibility here. where, because I am considering the subject as to why it appears there is a lack of thought in our society. And I see the possibility, because of this, of a dictatorial takeover, whether in the form of fascism or communism. It seems that our society is moving to a kind of mass illiteracy, or at least that print, complex works in print, no longer have the hold on people they used to. And I'd like to give some reasons for what I think is a decline in print and in reading and in literacy, and I think this is bad, because it leads to a lack of thought. And as Mortimer Adler said in his great books, How to Read a Book, he said that television and radio and computers are drugs, and they are not means of thought. So let's take a look at some reasons for the decline of thought in our society. First of all, there's the issue of social media and this culture of emails, phones, computers, and television. And the result is, however faster things are and however we can reach more people, the result is that complex work in print is not being read at all. But our technologically oriented society results in a kind of lack of focus or ability to read anything more complex than a newspaper headline or a sign, or at least for many people, it seems to be the fact. So that is one reason, I think, for the there's been a decline in print as a mode of reading and writing, and there's been a decline in this respect with a kind of illiteracy which leads to a lack of thought. And one reason I suggest for this lack of thought is our social media and culture, emails, cell phones, computers, and television. So that very complex, demanding work in print is not being read at all, but there's an inability to focus on anything more complex than a newspaper headline or a sign for many people. And I have to say that for many people, they would rather have a big picture image to look at than anything else resembling a complex piece of work in print, such as War and Peace by Tolstoy, Anna Karenina by Tolstoy, and Charles Dickens novels, all lengthy, quite complex presentations in print. And I think one reason is this culture of email, cell phones, computers, and television. And television and computers, as Mortimer Adler said in his book, they're drugs. People don't think through these things. They are drugged with them. The second reason is for our lack of thought or really a focus is that the liberal arts curriculum has been edged out of the colleges and displaced by such subjects as science, business, and technology, geared to the necessity of the college student upon graduation to gain employment. That's the second reason. The liberal arts curriculum has been pushed out. And in the great books, which were found in the liberal arts curriculum, the ability to think and discern is developed. And I don't think once we don't read those books, our thinking edged out and undeveloped in many respects. So the liberal arts curriculum has been edged out of the college curriculum and displaced by subject to science, business, and technology, which drives our colleges to want to enable students to get a job when they leave. The third reason for the lack of thought, I gave the one reason, was the culture of this technological culture of cell phone emails and social media and computers and television, which results in not reading complex work and replacing complex print work, results in a kind of illiteracy or inability to fully discern and think. And as I said, the liberal arts curriculum has been edged out of the college curriculum and be displaced by such subjects as science, business, and technology for the student to get a job, which is important. And third reason for possibly the inability to think or to have thinking occur is that culture in the United States is commercial, business-oriented culture, with the result that the arts, literature, drama, poetry, and philosophy suffer and get no attention from our public, which is focused on wealth and money. So, yes, a third reason is the American culture is a commercial, business-oriented culture with the result that the thinking mechanisms in the art, literature, and drama, poetry, and philosophy get no attention from our public, which is focused on wealth. So that's the third reason for a inability to function intellectually up to par. Fourth, we may be witnesses to the end of the previous civilization with the result that classical music, literature, poetry, drama, and philosophy have come to an end, and the culture has been replaced by TV cues and quick little messages. So the end result is people no longer read and no longer read the books such as Tolstoy and Melville and William James. So that's the third reason. We have a business-oriented culture with the result that the arts, literature, drama, poetry, and philosophy suffer and get no attention, which is focused on wealth and money. And fourth, we could be seeing the end of the previous culture, which was a culture of classical music, literature, poetry, live drama, and philosophy, and have come to a historical, cultural end. Maybe that's what happened. And then fifth, our culture, as Mortimer Adler said, is a culture of images, of big pictures, of TVs, computers, and quick little messages. The result is that people no longer read and no longer read the great books such as Tolstoy and William James. Well, I've given some reasons as to why there is a lack of thought. And in some sense, one might say maybe that not exactly our society and culture are becoming illiterate, but is unconnected with print as the medium of thought. In fact, there is little or no, in fact, not only is print no longer the medium of thought, but there's little or no thought exchange at all. And if this is permitted to continue, our democracy is in danger. Our culture is becoming, in some sense, with this images and little quick fixes of emails and computers, if not illiterate, then unconnected with print. Print is the medium of thought. And in fact, there is little or no thought exchange at all, or if this is permitted to continue, our democracy is in danger. So that is the situation. What about now? What happens when people don't think? Well, anything can happen, I guess. Propaganda and a lot of noise can convince people of truth when they contain no truth at all. Our democracy is in danger. Our people, if illiterate, will be uninformed and incapable of making correct and thoughtful political decisions, left to be swayed by the forces of politics, rhetoric, and propaganda. So what could happen where there is inability to think, or people don't think, or don't have time to think, or don't have time to read, which leads to thinking, the result is that there may be a kind of illiteracy occurring, and a thought will not occur, and there will be no exchange of thought, and if this is permitted to continue, our democracy is in danger. If people are illiterate, they will be uninformed and incapable of making correct and thoughtful political decisions, left to be swayed and convinced by the forces of political rhetoric and propaganda. So we are ripe, when people can't think, to a system verging on dictatorship, where anything can happen, where people can't read and write, where our population is entrusted to make important decisions, is illiterate and can't read and write, and are in darkness. They can't easily be swayed by political code words, political slogans, and propaganda. So I point out the novel of Sinclair Lewis, It Can't Happen Here, and George Orwell in his great books, 1984 and Animal Farm, and Ray Bradbury addressed the same issue in Fahrenheit 451, where books were burned in that culture. So when people can't think, when there is no longer literacy, when print, complex print, thought is no longer communicated, and they're only given images of television, the result is a destruction of thought, and the result is a danger that our society will be destroyed politically by politically rhetorical forces. I hope you have given some thought as to what I say. And I've certainly tried to explain, not only is there a lack of thought in our society, but there is a lack of thought exchange in our society, and the potential exists of a kind of illiteracy taking hold. And the second potential, what could happen, is dictatorial fascism and communism taking over through the gaps in thought, which are darkened by our society for people. Thank you. Good night. Bye.